WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. 2 years ago, a retired Texas A&M master police officer was arrested for burglarizing campus buildings. 4 months later, the 29-year policeman was arrested again, this time for possession of child pornography. 56-year-old John Phillips has made a plea agreement that includes serving a 10-year prison sentence. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says investigators found in Phillips' wallet a data card containing random images.
These were not like homemade things. These were, unfortunately, there's a lot of this kind of stuff out there on the internet and that kind of thing.
Phillips was arrested the first time after an A&M detective discovered items stolen from the Blocker building that had been sold to pawn shops. That led to a joint investigation with the College Station police. A College Station man convicted 30 years ago of sexual assault is returning to prison. A news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office says a jury found 52-year-old Milton Crawford guilty of failing to register as a sex offender. The jury then sentenced Crawford to 85 years. The jury heard from the victim of the 1984 assault and that Crawford was previously convicted of failing to register in 2007 and 2009. The management of Easterwood Airport will be in private hands.
I don't know if you had keys to every door.
Texas A&M has signed a 10-year contract with the locally based company, Aston Limited, whose chief executive is John Clanton. University officials say Aston will spend $7 million in capital improvements. That list could include general aesthetic upgrades to both the commercial and general aircraft terminal buildings and T-hangars, along with the construction of a multi-purpose hangar. A&M leaders expect most airport employees will transition to Aston, which takes over June 1st. A news release quoted interim President Mark Hussey as saying he's confident the new partnership will result in enhanced and more efficient service. System Chancellor John Sharp was quoted as stating Aston will assist in recruitment of new companies and in executive travel. The news release did not disclose any financial details, such as the amount of proposed operational savings with a private company in charge. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Don't look for the city of Bryan to consider a proposed ordinance in Austin requiring the owners of rental housing to take federal vouchers. Bryan Mayor Jason Bielski recalled working for the Brazos Valley Council of Governments in the Section 8 housing program.
The city of Bryan wouldn't get involved in who you can and can't lease to. I mean, there are fair housing laws that regulate because of race, religion, ethnicity mm-hmm. that you have to deal with. I guess Austin's thinking that that'll open up. If your voucher will afford you the nicest apartment complex across from the UT campus, I guess that might be something to look at.
The Austin City Council is expected in August to take final action forcing landlords to take the vouchers. A College Station man with 22 driver's license suspensions got out of jail 1 minute after his latest arrest. 42-year-old Vincent Turner was pulled over by a College Station policeman who ran the license plate but could not determine whether there was insurance on the driver or the car. Turner was arrested for driving with an invalid license and was back on the streets after posting a $2,000 bond. Records show it was the 29th time Turner had been booked in the Brazos County Jail since March of 1993. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 73 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Tammy Hatfield with Texas Home Health. Did you know that we can play a key role in helping manage your loved one's chronic medical conditions and recovery? Our skilled nurses come to your home and educate you on everything from your disease process to medication management and preventing rehospitalization. Our physical, occupational, and speech therapists offer care transition support to manage your loved one's move from inpatient to an at-home environment. For more information about home health, hospice, or personal care, call us at 979-846-1283.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning at 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and very warm. Most of the scattered showers and thunderstorms are just off to the west and north. High temperature well up in the 80s. And tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening, then becoming clear. Temperature by morning back down around 60, so it is slightly cooler coming up on Tuesday. Under mostly sunny skies, your high temperature around 80 to 84. And cooler and drier at night with mainly clear skies back in the 50s, sunshine 70s on Wednesday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports coming up in just a bit. The SEC announced a little scheduling change for football coming up in coming up next season. A&M baseball has done more than a little well as they've headed towards the latter part of their SEC schedule. And the owner of the Clippers is an idiot. All that and more coming up in sports.
Thanks for sitting in for a couple of days so I could sleep late.
No problem. since we're saying thanks, big thanks to National Lemonade Day and Rutter High School. I did some emceeing stuff at both of those events and had a great time.
Did you get to taste the award-winning lemonade?
I did.
And?
They were fantastic.
Oh.
There you go. Have that little vodka thing.
Let's just say that among the judges and the people running it, that had been bantied about a little.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Really? I don't think that's the spirit of what we're talking about here.
Of course, off microphone and away from the little ones. Yeah. But yes, on more than one occasion, somebody went, you know, vodka would be really good in this.
Hear how I said that? That's kind of the spirit of the idea.
Nah.
Yeah. Hey, when you have to point it out. So a New Jersey tot has made his inadvertent mark on an intricate sand design created by Buddhist monks. The monks have been building this sand deal in Jersey City's municipal building since Monday. It's a flat, multicolored display that they had created and then destroyed in a ceremony meant to symbolize the fleeting nature of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're different, Buddhist monks. Aren't they? Are those the ones that, no, there's the Hare Krishnas who used to meet you in the airport.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They dress kind of the same,
though.
Yeah,
the Jersey newspaper reports that the young boy climbed over a rope barrier on Friday. And again, because it's there as a barrier, what would you expect but for a kid to do that? Anyway, climbed over the rope barrier on Friday, got into the 4-square-foot display. Sides and middle were smudged as a result. Some of the monks spent hours repairing the sand in time for the ritual destruction on Friday afternoon.
So the kids' destruction didn't count as ritual destruction.
It has to be the destruction that they believe would be destruction.
Instead, they study silently for years to know exactly
how to destroy
sand. Their sand art.
That's why they're not talking. They're thinking about that.
Info.
May Sean.
For the kid, it was just a colorful sandbox, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the coolest thing ever.
I'm saying it's pretty interesting that all he did was smudge the edges. So I would think that, you know.
It's sort of hard to give someone the silent treatment as a monk, isn't it? Because you're always silent. It's not very impressive.
Kid was looking for Tonkas.
I was doing sand angels.
It's time to golf for Special Olympics. Howdy, I'm Coach Gary Blair asking you to join me for the 11th annual Coach Blair Charity Celebrity Golf Classic benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Save Friday, May the 2nd for golf at Traditions. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com to sign up. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Blue Line Rentals, Jack Hillier Distributing, Janice Buchanan, Valic Financial Advisor, Commerce National Bank, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The end of the month used car super sale is going on this week at Allen Honda's pre-owned car lot. It's end of the month clearance time, and rather than take these cars to auction, they're passing the savings on to you. Over 20 vehicles available for under $10,000. So hurry in for the end of the month used car super sale at Allen Honda. Allen Honda's on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway. Call 979-696-2424 and always at AllenHonda.com.
Make it 6:14, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's the 28th of April. It'd be day 118, meaning we've got 247 of them to go. It's Kiss Your Mate Day. That's a good one. It's Biological Clock Day.
Tick.
Yeah.
Tick.
Well, where you get to sit around and think about how your circadian rhythms and the world are probably not really necessarily lined up. I mean, because that basically is what happens to most of us. We kind of get out of whack given enough time. It's also Workers' Memorial Day, And it's Blueberry Pie Day.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, right.
Okay. It's also Jenna Erskowitz's birthday.
You're kidding. And we're at work?
She's on Glee in 28. Harry Shum Jr. is 32. Also on Glee.
Oh, okay.
Jessica Alba is 33 from Dark Angel, Fantastic Four, and Sid City. Penelope Cruz used to be married to Tom, spelled differently, 40 years old today. Jorge Garcia is 41. He was in Lost and Hawaii Five-0 now. Elizabeth Rome is 41. Bridget Monaghan is 43. She's the supermodel that was with Tom Brady and has his kid.
Blue Bloods.
John Daly is 48 years old. Jay Leno is 64 years old.
He's out of work.
Yes.
Just saying.
And Margaret is 73. Paul Guilfoyle is 65 from CSI. And Harper Lee, 88 years old.
Yep.
He wrote that To Kill a Mockingbird book. I'm sorry, what did I say? He? Good gravy, Maynard.
Had a 50-50 chance.
No, I knew better.
John Daly.
And when we were talking about Arnold Palmer's earlier, I almost brought that up.
he doesn't go for the Arnold Palmer. He's the real deal.
Yeah, right? an adult Arnold Palmer is a John Daly. That's the way I've had it explained to me.
I hadn't heard that.
That's really good.
Uh-huh. That's a second alcohol reference, and it's not even 6:30.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah. The Iron Curtain was traced by an electrified barbed wire fence that isolated the communist world from the West. We know that, right?
Sure.
It was pretty much impenetrable. You know, we knew that.
Right.
And for some residents of the Czech Republic, it still is. Deer balk at crossing the border with Germany, even though the physical fence came down a quarter of a century ago, according to new studies.
Wow.
Because they've been trained to not go there.
People buy dog collars for, you know, that kind of thing.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Yeah. Czechoslovakia, where the communists took power in 1948, had three parallel electrified fences patrolled heavily by armed guards. About 500 people were killed when they tried to escape communism in that area. Deer were also victims of the barrier. A 7-year study in the Czech Republic in a national park there showed the original Iron Curtain line still deters one species, the red deer, from crossing. That's
Is it funny that they're
the
red deer?
Yeah.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So is it possible to have true accountability in Washington anymore? Sure doesn't feel like it. Now, an inspector general in charge of investigating the Department of Homeland Security has been put on leave after it was discovered that he was too cozy with the very officials that he was investigating. Now, Charles Edwards routinely had drinks and dinner with senior Homeland Security officials, sharing information with them about his investigations. Now, he altered and delayed his investigations at the request of administration officials to favor Obama political appointments. And all the while, Edwards was seeking an appointment from President Obama to be the permanent inspector general overseeing that department. In other words, there was no real oversight because the man in charge of investigations was in on it with officials. Yes, government gone wild, just your latest example.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
My wife and I'm not sure what we dislike the most about shopping, especially for new window coverings, the pushy salespeople, endless sample books, or waiting a month for delivery. Blinds.com, now they're super fast, you'll save a bundle, and if it's trending in window treatments, you gotta know it's on Blinds.com. Like layering draperies over rich wood blinds, now my wife likes that, and as always, you're gonna get free color samples, free shipping, free design consultation, so hurry now and score 10 to 15% off many of their popular design products. It's Blinds.com. Hey, friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salonpas Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain, and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can. It has a dark blue cap. Salonpas, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session is absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions. There's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. F-R-E-E, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Pfizer pursues a big deal. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Pfizer confirms it is interested in buying AstraZeneca, but says AstraZeneca is not willing to engage in talks. Pfizer says it made its first approach in January and tried again this month to get talks going. Pfizer's offer would value AstraZeneca at more than $98 billion. There could be a bidding war for the French company Alstom. General Electric was set to buy Alstom's energy assets for $12 billion, but the German company Siemens made a counteroffer over the weekend. 10 years after the subservient chicken first appeared in an online campaign, Burger King is bringing the character back. The fast food chain ran teaser ads in several Sunday newspapers. Burger King says it got 100 million hits back in 2004 when it set up a website where people could type in commands and see a giant chicken react. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Good morning. It's 6:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We'll check the weather in a minute. A bride and a groom shocked when they discovered a young couple who were complete strangers drinking, dancing, and a mingling with the guests at their Pennsylvania wedding. I think it's their wedding in Pennsylvania. I don't think we have like a Pennsylvania wedding. Hey, have you been to a Pennsylvania wedding? Anyway, after the story of the wedding crashers went viral, as of course those things do, the bride, one Krista Lamlin, received a heartfelt apology from the couple on Facebook.
Well, she put them up trying to find them.
The party crashers. Did y'all do the story while I was gone?
No, I just found it this morning and thought it was funny.
And remember, that's always the rule. If I've been gone and we do a story, you just act like we haven't done it before. Okay. You sit in rapt silence. Like, this is so funny this time. Anyway.
Much better than when Kevin
sure,
did it.
Right. No. It's nothing to do with that. It's just, you have to humor me. Anyway, so they're in the middle of the dance floor. I mean, they're dancing along there. 120 invited guests. New bride told the reporters they were sitting. The reporters? Why did this have to be a news story?
Because it became a big deal and nothing else happened this weekend.
Ah, that's it. They were sitting at a table. She said, they were sitting at a table where it was just my cousins that I knew who sat at that table. And I knew they didn't belong. They were dressed to go. Which, I mean, go to the wedding, I guess.
When did she become from the South?
I know. What said that. They talk funny.
Oh, okay.
Mother of the bride added, they blended right in. The groom's family immediately took to Facebook to try to find out, because after all, the daddy is paying for the wedding. He wants to know who's stealing his food and drink. They wanted to know if they were serial wedding crashers or just simple opportunists who were in the right place at the right time. After they were spotted, having consumed, it says here, a fair amount of free drinks, the wedding coordinator escorted them off the premises without incident. Which brings up another thought. We'll talk about this another day. Could there be a more stressful job than wedding coordinator?
No.
Right. The couple, who apologized to the bride via Facebook, said they were guests at the resort that night and found themselves bored with nothing to do. When they stumbled upon, that's what it says here, the wedding, it was in full swing. Well, they decided to just join the party. They got caught up in the moment, assuming that nobody would recognize that they didn't belong. The couple said they had never done anything like that before and don't intend to do anything like that again. Till the next
day. Yeah, I was going to say, till they get bored again.
For their part, the new bride seemed to be very forgiving and accepting the couple's full apology. And so I guess all's well now in Pennsylvania. Again, until they do it one more time, and then they'll become famous, and then people may decide to invite them as celebrity crashers. I mean, hey, stranger things have happened. Is that right? I mean, who were those people who, didn't they crash the White House? Was that 5 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of, they became celebs out of the deal. Anyhow, I did that once. I didn't crash.
I was going to say, you crashed a wedding?
No. It was a social event here, and I wandered in, and I didn't really know anybody, but, you know, they had food and drink, so I went over there waiting for somebody to show up who I knew. And after about 10 minutes, a guy came over and introduced himself, and then he explained, you know, you don't belong here.
Oh, okay. So you tried to crash and you got caught.
I did. I'm not sure. It was a long time ago, and yeah, who knows? All right. Anyway, I felt like that was a pretty
good for the grace of Facebook, go you.
That's right. I'd be a crasher otherwise. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. Offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Well, we'll have sunshine today, but it'll be similar to yesterday in that it got kind of warm. Thing is, we had clouds, which probably helped a little bit, but it's a little odd because we'll have a high near 90, but the winds will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15, so hope that works out well for us. 61 for our low temperature tonight. We'll be up around 80 for tomorrow, and then it cools down a little bit. In fact, looking for a low on the Wednesday night, about 49 degrees, so that's nice in that it won't cause it to heat up so much during the day. But heck darn, we're still looking for some rain, and there doesn't seem to be any out there right now. The winds are out of the south now at 5 miles an hour, 90% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're at 73.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
If you know how to use the internet and you know which websites to visit, you can save a lot of money shopping. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed. Weather-resistant. Reliable. Astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
Websites pop up all the time to help shoppers, but which are the best ones? Well, you can start with checkout51.com.
is a site that really comes in handy for grocery shopping. They have this very unique kind of model where they give you cash back for things that you buy, ranging anywhere from a quarter to $2 on some product.
Jody Rolina, senior editor of ShopSmart magazine, which has an article on this in the May 2014 issue.
Basically, what you do is you buy the stuff at whatever store you choose to shop at, and then you send in a photo of your receipt, and when you get to $20, Checkout 51 actually sends you a check.
Another great site is chipmunk.com. That's chipmunk with two P's.
That is a new site that we like for coupon codes. It is crazy to buy anything online without a coupon code. And this site is kind of unique in how it works. You can shop for all kinds of things. It is not just groceries. You can shop for clothes and all kinds of different things on this site.
And you should also check out nifty.com. That's nifti.com.
It is a price alerter. What you can do is you can set the price that you would like to pay. Let's say it's a small appliance, a new coffee maker. You don't need it immediately, but you don't want to pay too much. You say, I'd like to spend $65. And when the price gets to that point, Nifty will alert you.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. Arkansas authorities have raised the death toll to 16 related to a huge tornado that cut a sporadic 80-mile path through central Arkansas. Brian Pruitt of Valonia was at a church service when the warnings first went out.
Outside, and sure enough, it was pretty wide. Some people saying half a mile wide. So, yeah, it was huge, though. It was dark cloud. I run back in. I was like, man, it's on the way.
The tornado was the largest of several spawned by a powerful storm moving through the central and southern U.S. Sunday evening. It also formed a tornado that killed a person in Quapaw, Oklahoma on Sunday before moving northward into Kansas. A local businessman will be in charge of the local airport.
Easterwood Airport, owned by Texas A&M, will be operated starting June 1st by Aston Limited. The Aston name also associated with research company Lintech, IT company Fibertown, and a company focusing on historic and urban redevelopment. Chief Executive John Clanton was quoted in the news release that they look forward to enhancing community air service options and corporate aviation capabilities. The only financial information about the 10-year contract provided by A&M is that Aston will spend $7 million in capital improvements. What will be done specifically was not revealed. Possibilities include the commercial and general aviation terminals receiving facelifts along with the airport's T-hangars. Also possible is building a new multipurpose hangar. University and A&M system officials did not indicate if there will be operational savings to run the airport, a point promoted over the last 2 years, as private companies have been hired to take over food service, landscaping, maintenance, and IT functions. A&M leaders expect most airport employees will transition to Aston. The news release did not state, and officials have not responded to the question, whether airport workers will receive the same consideration as other outsourced university employees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Future construction of a large apartment complex near Blinn College's Bryan campus may not cause the traffic concerns recently raised by neighboring homeowners. Mayor Jason Byinski says there won't be as many Blinn students once a second campus opens in College Station. Byinski doesn't expect apartment residents commuting to and from A&M to use Broadmoor because it's not the fastest route.
They're going to hit the bypass. They're going to go to Villa Maria. And adding that extra entrance and exit off of Villa Maria, I think will definitely reduce some of the traffic congestion on Nash Street.
Byinski says once the apartments are built, there will be consideration given to closing Broadmoor, the major street in the Briar Meadows subdivision.
You might have one neighbor on one side of the street that wants to close it, and the other neighbor wants to keep it open because it is convenient for them to get to and from their workplace or their shopping opportunities.
There will be a maximum of 528 bedrooms built in the new complex bordering Nash, Villa Maria, and William Joel Bryan. A nearly 30-year officer with the Texas A&M Police Department is headed to prison. 56-year-old John Phillips pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possessing child pornography and on 2 campus burglar and 2 on-campus burglaries. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says Phillips was sentenced to 10 years, but Phillips can apply for probation in 6 months.
If all goes well and if you behave yourself and you exhibit good conduct and that kind of thing, then you can be placed on probation for the remainder of that sentence after you serve your prison time on the front end.
Phillips retired 7 years ago as a master police officer after joining the department in 1978. Calvert says it will be up to prison officials where Phillips is held.
Because he was a former law enforcement officer, my experience with TDC is that they will, generally speaking, take measures to kind of keep him separate or ensure his safety.
Phillips was caught pawning items he stole from the Blocker building and having in his wallet a data card containing pornographic images. For the third time in 7 years, a College Station man was found guilty of failing to register as a sex offender. A Brazos County District Court jury that convicted 52-year-old Milton Crawford then sentenced him to 85 years. Crawford was required to make the annual report after he sexually assaulted a 19-year-old woman in her College Station apartment 30 years ago. A news release from the district attorney's office stated the victim returned to court and recounted the 30-minute attack where she said she believed Crawford was going to kill her. The victim had let Crawford, a stranger, into her apartment to use the phone. Crawford had been in jail for almost 2 years on the latest charge, along with an arrest warrant from Travis County, where he was accused of an aggravated robbery. 29 times in 21 years, a College Station man has been booked in the Brazos County Jail. The latest visit lasted 1 minute. 42-year-old Vincent Turner of College Station was released after posting a $2,000 bond for driving with an invalid license. It's the sixth arrest on that charge in the last 2 years. A College Station policeman pulled over Turner after an officer ran the license plate and could not determine if there was insurance on the car or driver. According to the arrest report, Turner has 22 suspensions on his driver's license. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net. So your glass slippers look more like cowboy boots and your chariot has a Hemi and a trailer hitch. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. Show your Texas pride with help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Corporate gifts, metal art, apparel, Aggie gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody. Here we go with numbers.
Through today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and very warm. Most of the scattered showers and thunderstorms are just off to the west and north. High temperature well up in the 80s. And tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening, then becoming clear. Temperature by morning back down around 60, so it is slightly cooler coming up on Tuesday. Under mostly sunny skies, your high temperature around 80 to 84. And cooler and drier at night with mainly clear skies back in the 50s. Sunshine 70s on Wednesday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Those are two of the more low-key guys you'll ever run into in the garage. Oh, look, there's some actual shoving going on.
It went past just shoving in NASCAR over the weekend.
Well, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.
Well, they was rubbing in the pits.
No, that's not. Yeah.
They flat got after it. Also, we had NHL Stanley Cup action and a heartbreaker for the Stars last night. A&M baseball and the SEC has decided they're going to lock in some different scheduling things. We found that out yesterday. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 10 minutes from now.
Why can't they talk it out? Why do they feel like they have to turn to fisticuffs? That's just so violent.
Because rubbing's racing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, there's just... Can't they talk it out? Don't they have a chief of staff? You know, couldn't the pit bosses do that?
Well, the pit crew stepped in.
Ah, well, all right. There you go.
Which could have led to something else, but didn't.
So, President Obama used a news conference in Malaysia yesterday to weigh in on several issues, among them Donald Sterling, who nobody knew outside of Los Angeles.
We'll cover more on that coming up, too.
Yeah. President said, when ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk, and that's what happened here.
Absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, that's always true. If you got an idiot, then just let them talk. Yeah, I'm not going to defend in any way what he did, but she was the one who knew it was being recorded.
Oh, yeah, she set him up. Yeah, I mean, you can hear her. She baits him all the way through.
This is a Marion Barry thing, if you remember that. Yeah, anyhow. So, and it just, it's way too easy. But anyhow, let's see. Now, you know, this could end up on the courthouse steps in any number of ways. No doubt about that. Because, you know, if the NBA tried to, it's his team.
Well, they've banned him from being there, at least for now.
They don't. I mean, they may not agree with what he said, but he owns the team. Wonder how an all-white basketball team would do in the NBA.
Now, Scott.
That would be Scott at BrianBroadcasting.com.
You tell me Doc Rivers isn't going to be there next year. He's the coach. We know that.
Oh, yeah. Doc Rivers said he's contemplating what he's going to do. That's for sure.
Yeah. President Obama, yeah, well, you can do that in that sports. Anyway, but Obama jumped in. And obviously lots of other politicians did too. The president will visit the Philippines today, the final stop on his four-nation Southeast Asia trip.
Who knew the owner of the NASCAR or NBA basketball team worked at a ranch?
I'm sorry?
Clavin Bundy said some stupid stuff. I was saying, who knew he owned a ranch, too?
I got you. Okay. So anyway, the president's going to be in the Philippines, and I don't know if he's going to the Imelda Marcos Shoe Museum or not, but I guess you got to be old to remember that.
I remember it.
12,000 pairs of shoes or something. Anyway, the visit coincides with an expected announcement. U.S. military will expand their role in the Philippines, basically because they're a little bit worried about what the Chinese are doing, so they're going to be checking that out. U.S. forces left the Philippines in the early 1990s. The Hillster seems to be wading a little deeper into the political pool. See how all that works out. Very interesting. We were watching The Good Wife last night, show on CBS, and the main female character is married to the newly elected governor of the state of Illinois. And basically, in two different scenes, they made the and they're basically living separately. And they used the term "we're the Clintons" twice. Actually, they used it the first time, and then another character goes, "Well, what does that mean?" And so then the character explains what that means. I'm thinking that probably is something that Family Clinton did not really want to have on a television show. But, nonetheless. All right, let's see. Straw poll in Maine, Republican convention there. Rand Paul wins with 26% of the votes. Ted Cruz, second. Scott Walker was third. Let's see what else. Oh, so we all remember that Michael Bloomberg is apparently going to take a whole lot of his money and go out there and try to stop guns in the city.
Right. Good luck.
So, yeah. And that's the thing, is that gave Wayne LaPierre of the NRA a great podium to stand in Indianapolis over the weekend, talking about this whole thing. He said, "I love it because corporations can't control it, politicians can't control it, the media can't control it. It's in your hands. It's in people like you just throughout this country that are going to have to put things aside and say, I'm going to engage this fight every single day, and you're not going to back me down. I'm going to be in it, and by gosh, we are going to win it. So, of course, he knew who his crowd was, and that's fine. But then, by the way, the name of this gun control group is Everytown, apparently. That's
yes.
What Bloomberg's calling it. Well, also of note is the resignation of Tom Ridge from that organization. Now, he's the guy who was the governor of Pennsylvania, but he was also the first Homeland Security chief.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in his statement, when I signed on as an advisor to Everytown, I looked forward to a thoughtful and provocative discussion about the toll that gun violence takes on Americans. After consultation with Everytown, I've decided I am uncomfortable with their expected electoral work. Therefore, we've decided we will pursue this issue in our separate spheres. That's biggie.
Yeah.
Because obviously having him out there on your advisory board looked good for a lot of people. And then, again, that's what you've got to do is you have to win the middle. You know where there are. You know who the people are who are your friends. You know the ones that are against you. But it's those people in the middle who you're trying to sway. And losing him probably didn't help. New Rasmussen poll finds that 53% of likely voters believe neither of the two mainstream parties represent the American public. Hey, we're about 30 points low on that, but, you know, got to start someplace. 53% say that. And we'll talk to Bill Flores, of course, later this week, but Congress comes back from their it wouldn't be an Easter break because then that would mess up that church and state, separation thing.
Spring break.
Yeah, that's what. No, it was a working, remember, I think Bill told us it was a working, an inter-district working session thingy kind of deal that they did. Anyhow. They get back together, and we may well, early on this week, see the Senate try to bring to the floor for discussion, raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour.
Oh, good gravy.
Now, we've sure talked about all that and what that would do to the economy, and I know that it's a bunch of old rich white guys up there, and, they don't understand what happens down on Main Street America, but there are a lot of bad ramifications to the situation of raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour, that's for sure, so...
Well, as a small business owner, and you've said you don't pay your guys minimum wage.
Yeah,
but
no.
How bad would that hurt you?
I'm in a situation where I don't need to be hiring people right now, but I don't have a very high turnover rate. The problem is when you have people who have a lot of turnover,
true.
You end up bringing in unskilled people, and you're paying them $10.10 an hour when you've got it budgeted for, I don't know what minimum wage is. I'm sorry I have to be ignorant about that, but I am. And, what happens
Well, that's
is,
a good thing for your employees.
I guess so, but that money's got to come from someplace else. I mean, or are you going to raise the price of your product? You going to do that?
You know where low-skill, low-experienced workers get more skill and more experience?
Huh?
In low-paying jobs.
That's right.
And if you raise that, if it costs the same to flip a burger as it does to do much harder, more difficult, more experienced work,
yeah.
People might just go flip burgers, and then it puts the low-skill workers out of a job, too.
Yeah, then no, you're right. If they dumb themselves down, and again, that's unfortunately, we have a lot of people who are about that bright in America. They think, oh, wait, I've got a job where I can let me take this
Most
job.
Of them are in Washington, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they may bring that up. The Republicans are probably going to try to block it. If they do, of course, then the Republicans will be obstructionists. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Right? And so, anyhow, we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, it's about 6:47 now, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We've told you about the dual chamber design that they have in the mattresses at the Sleep Number store. But they also have something else. They have a dual temp layer that allows each of you to select the ideal temperature with the simple touch of a button. And it's added to really any mattress brand, but you find it only at the Sleep Number store. Now, maybe you didn't buy your mattress at the Sleep Number store. Okay, that's fine. But you've got this dual temp layer that you can put on there and actually... A pretty revolutionary situation because it's a logical progression from what Sleep Number did because they put together a dual chamber bed. Now with this dual temp layer that you can put on there, it is active air that moves through and either heats or cools the bed. You add that to your Sleep Number bed and it's even better. And this Mother's Day, of course, is coming up. So check out the dual temp layer and see that. Even special financing is available right now. The dual temp layer is only available at the Sleep Number store, and the Queen mattresses start at $699. So find out what your Sleep Number is, first of all. You do that, and Then you add this to it, and you've got yourself an extra special Mother's Day opportunity. Our Sleep Number store here in Bryan College Station is located right across Texas Avenue from Chick-fil-A in College Station, right near Harvey Road.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 3rd, it's Show Beef Projects. This class can help 4-H and FFA youth improve their management and performance with their beef projects. Come be a part of it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If it's dependability, durability, and color that you're wanting in your annuals and perennials, grab on to the daisies. Truth is, there are many somewhat related plants that all fit into the daisy package, and most are terrifically suited to your part of the state. Some are native, others are simply eager to perform in their newly found homes. I'll be back with details of the dazzling daisies right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Most daisies are in the plant family Compositae, along with sunflowers, zinnias, and marigolds. It's one of our most important horticultural plant families. Some of the most common daisies are what we're going to talk about today, but keep in mind that other less common types also deserve your attention. We'll start with Shasta daisy. It's a chrysanthemum of sorts. It comes in all flavors, each of them vanilla. You'll find tall ones and short ones, single ones and double ones. You'll find plants that have frilled flowers, those whose blooms are plain. The one consistent thing about the Shastas is that they're all great garden plants for Texas. Most types grow to 12 to 20 inches tall, and almost all of them have their peak bloom in late spring. They clump freely, so you can dig and divide them each year or two to cover large areas. They're especially at home with daylilies, but every garden should have a clump somewhere in their perennial garden, Shasta daisies. Gloriosa daisies. They're closely related to our native black-eyed Susan that blooms in late spring and into the summer. Most of the horticultural selections, however, have much larger flowers, and the plants themselves will usually be considerably taller. Almost all are basically buttery yellow, but many have contrasting eyes, or zones, of rust reds. The most perennial form is one called Goldsturm. It is a terrific perennial. It's low-growing, small-flowering, Goldsturm. Then there are coneflowers, Echinacea purpurea, also native Texans. Unlike most other composites, however, their bloom heads are rosy lavender. A white form also exists. In fact, Mamma Mia is a comparatively new introduction, and that strain has all shades, orange and everything in between. It's just amazing. The plants of coneflowers grow to be 18 to 24 inches tall. They bloom for several months, but the prime time is late spring, early summer. They're class plants for the perennial garden, but you do need to dig and divide them when they start to get crowded. And finally, fall asters have been in Texas for many decades. In fact, you'll see them in old yards that have obviously been planted for 50 or 75 years. They bloom in late August and September in a delightful shade of blue with an orchid overtone. The plants are small shrubs with very tiny leaves. They need to be sheared in late May by about 4 inches to keep them compact. I'm Neil Sperry. Late spring tree pruning in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The Southeastern Conference on Sunday announced a format for future football scheduling that is contingent upon the continuation of the existing format and adds a strength of schedule component that requires all schools to play an ACC, Big 12, Big 10, or Pac-12 opponent on an annual basis. Each SEC team will continue to play their 8 conference football games per season to include 6 games against division opponents with 2 games against non-division opponents. One of the non-division opponents will be a permanent annual opponent and the other a non-divisional opponent will rotate each year. A&M's permanent non-division opponent is South Carolina. Aggie baseball claimed their second consecutive SEC road series. They did pretty well on Friday, but fell, and then won, I'm sorry, Thursday, then they won on Friday, and on the rubber match on Saturday at number 21 Mississippi State, they won 6-4. A&M returns to action this Tuesday when the Aggies host the Texas State Bobcats at 6:35 at Olsen Field, and all the action for that game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. An impressive Saturday session for A&M track and field at the 120th Penn Relays included 3 more victories and a runner-up finish in school record time. The Aggies produced 2 Relay Championships of American titles, along with 3 individual titles. The ladies, after winning the 4x100, won the 4x200, while the A&M men set a school record in a runner-up finish in the 4x200 as well. Wayne Davis II and Olivia Opone successfully defended their individual titles in the 110 hurdles and the 100 meters. The 23rd-ranked Texas A&M softball team ended their 2014 conference slate with a 9-15 record after losing 9-1 in the SEC Series finale against number 22, Auburn. In a release by TMZ, Donald Sterling took issue with his girlfriend posting pictures of her with African-Americans online.
Happy. I will remove all of the black people from my Instagram.
You said that before. You said, I understand.
The uproar over the comments also included Magic Johnson, who said he will never go to a Clippers game ever again.
There's no place in our society for it. There's no place in our league because we all get along. We all play with different races of people when you're in sports. That's what makes sports so beautiful.
Johnson went on to say Commissioner Adam Silver should, quote, come down hard on Sterling. Michael Jordan says he's both disgusted and outraged by the comments, and President Barack Obama called them, quote, incredibly offensive racist statements. On now to the actual playing in the NBA, where Washington and Portland each own 3-1 leads in their NBA first-round series after the Wizards beat Chicago 98-89 and the Trailblazers downed Houston 123-120 in OT. Toronto knotted up its series 2 games each by defeating the Nets 87-79 in Brooklyn, and Golden State dismantled the Clippers after all the hubbub and rhubarb had settled down 118-97, tying that series at 2 games apiece. In the NHL, the Stars had their heart broken by Nick Bonino. He scored with 2:47 in overtime as the Ducks beat the Dallas Stars 5-4 in Game 6 to clinch the first-round series. The Ducks scored twice in the final 2:10 of the game, the last coming in less than 30 seconds of regulation to force overtime for the first time in the series.
What a save by Lettman, still loose. Bonino and Boschman dig at it. Score! Smith Pelly found it on the edge of the break.
Moving on now to Major League Baseball, where Kyle Seager hit a pair of home runs to lead the Seattle Mariners to a 6-5 win over the Texas Rangers. And in Astros baseball,
and this is lifted in the shallow center field. Fowler coming on, gets there and makes the catch. Astros beat the Oakland A's 5-1, and the Astros earn a split of the 4-game series.
Colin McHugh allowed only 2 hits over 8 2/3 stellar innings, and Houston ended up beating the Athletics. And finally, a NASCAR official said late Saturday night it would review video of the post-race altercation, end quote, between Sprint Cup Series drivers Marcus Ambrose and Casey Mears in the Michigan International Raceway garage area just minutes following the Toyota 400.
Those are two of the more low-key guys you'll ever run into in the garage. Oh, look, there's some actual shoving going on. There's a punch, a swing.
He landed that punch to Casey Mears, and Mears tried to retaliate, but you saw the crew guys come in there and take over.
Now, that was after the race. Joey Logano won the race, surging to the lead with 4 laps to go during a frantic finish, followed by a restart at lap 392. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, everything's green. Again, we could use some rain, but it's that springtime thing. And so as a result, you're going to be getting some things into your house that maybe you don't want, like bugs, warmer temperature, any kind of change, really, whether it's hot, cold, wet, dry. Bugs try to find someplace else to be that's a better environment than what they're in. So that means that ants and roaches and spiders and scorpions could be there. Now, there are two things you could do. Get a bunch of stuff at the grocery store and spray away, and good luck with that. Or you can call the professionals from ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC Home and Commercial Services, basically an institution, been treating homes for over 60 years. They have designed a program for any type situation, so they've got one for your home, and they'll take care of any pests that may already be in your home, and then the ones who come nearby, they can take care of them before they ever get into your home. And then you can schedule to have your home regularly treated. In the meantime, between visits from their specialists, if you see a bug, all you have to do is call